Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. For the seventh time, trial for a North Iowa woman charged in the 2022 death of a child in her care is being delayed. According to court records, 70-year-old Shirley Weber of Cresco was operating an unlicensed daycare on June 28, 2022, when she allegedly placed a 16-month-old boy in his car seat and only buckled the top buckle. However, the toddler slid down in the car seat and was choked by that top buckle. He died July 1, 2022. In May of 2023, Weber was charged with child endangerment causing death, a Class B felony. She has pleaded not guilty. Weber's trial was scheduled for February 10th in Howard County District Court. However, last Friday, Judge Richard Stokel approved the defense's request for a continuance after they argued they needed more time to review new testimony from two witnesses filed by the state on January 22nd. In his ruling, Judge Stokel agreed that since those witnesses, purported to be experts, have not been deposed, the defense should be afforded additional time to explore the opinions and qualifications of those witnesses in preparation for trial. Thus, the February 10th trial date is continued, and the parties are to coordinate a new trial date. Friday, the state filed resistance to the decision, arguing they were not given time to respond to the defense's motion for a continuance, which was granted 1 hour after it was filed. The state also argues that, in the over 2.5 years since Weber was initially charged, they should not be surprised by any new testimony regarding the use or misuse of the safety restraint that led to the child's death. A Northeast Iowa man jailed following a vehicle fire has been accused of assaulting correctional staff. At about 5 p.m. Sunday evening, the Fayette County Sheriff's Office says they were notified of a vehicle on fire in the 5,000 block of Harding Road just southwest of Claremont. The driver, 73-year-old David Tinker of Elgin, was able to get out of the vehicle before the fire. After an investigation, deputies determined Tinker had been operating under the influence and he was charged with OWI and taken to the Fayette County Jail in West Union. According to court documents, at the jail, Tinker assaulted two staff members and kicked the deputy in the leg. Later, he also allegedly assaulted a jail staff member by grabbing his genitals, forcing the employee to punch Tinker in the head in order to get Tinker off of him. Court documents also say after assaulting the deputy and jail staff, Tinker continued to be an issue for deputies, officers, medical personnel, and jail staff. In addition to the OWI, Tinker also now faces 4 counts of assault on persons in certain occupations. He was also charged with interference with official acts, careless driving, failure to maintain control, and failure to provide proof of financial liability. A year after the crimes occurred, a Worth County man who pleaded guilty to sexual exploitation of a minor in Cerro Gordo County has been given a suspended prison sentence. 23-year-old Zachary Wagner of Fertile was accused of posting videos and photos to an Instagram message group depicting the live performance of a minor engaged in a prohibited sexual act in Mason City. Wagner was initially charged in January of last year with sexual exploitation dealing with film or video, a Class C felony. In a plea deal, he pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of sexual exploitation of a minor, a Class D felony, with prosecutors proposing a suspended 5-year prison term. Monday, Cerro Gordo County District Court Associate Judge Karen Kaufman-Salick agreed to that recommendation. It's Catholic Schools Week.
We go by our core values, faith, scholarship, kindness, and service, so each day we'll celebrate one of those core values.
That's Lori Field, principal of Immaculate Conception Catholic School in Charles City, who says one of their highlight activities is Friday's traditional Alumni Day.
We brought that in a couple of years ago. We invite alumni to come back in. We invite specifically the seniors this year that graduated from IC. We invite them for the whole day. They come in for a birthday party. We have a family picnic. And then we have our traditional basketball games, which is a huge hit and a big turnout in the loud gym. When they come back as alumni and you ask them to tell them your plans, you're kind of like, oh, that fits that kiddo. So it's very fun to see alumni come back in the building and tell us what their plans are and what they want to do and see how they've grown.
St. Joseph's Catholic School in New Hampton is also in on the action of Catholic Schools Week, according to Shelley McDonald.
Our theme for this week is called A Sweet Adventure at St. Joseph Community School. We will be incorporating this theme throughout the building by teachers decorating a portion of the hallway in a Candyland theme. So, for example, we're going to have Peppermint Forest, Lollipop Woods, and Gumdrop Mountains. And then also each day has a candy theme with special activities.
Learn more about activities at each school by visiting Immaculate Conception Elementary School and or St. Joseph Catholic School on Facebook. Tonight on 95.1 The Bull, it's Hawk Talk with Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey from 7 to 8:30. And starting in the 4 o'clock hour on Friday afternoon on 95.1 The Bull, we will bring you updates from the Class 1A Girls Regional State Qualifying Wrestling Tournament in Osage. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.